DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Kelly, you want to get this one?
Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I just discovered your show last year. I love it. I love all the group therapy drama and phone taps and Throwback Thursday and all that fun stuff.
Yay, thanks.
Anyway, maybe this isn't juicy enough for you all.
Hang on.
But it's...
We're talking about cheating?
Uh-huh. But it's legitimately giving me so much stress thinking about this. So my hairstylist of 6 years was on vacation.
Oh.
So I went to the guy in the chair beside him. Can I tell you, my hair has never looked better? But now I know I have to go back to my old stylist and bad hair, eek, because I don't have the courage to get a great haircut and style in the chair right next to his. So what would you do? Help! Thanks for everything.
So it is cheating. Her her person was on vacation and she decided to cheat.
Yeah.
Step to the guy right next to
That is tough.
It is tough when it's the chair right next to.
Yeah. Like it's not even a different salon.
Yeah, not
same salon, right?
Same
next
salon,
door.
Different chair.
And listen, if you have this long standing relationship, I mean that is a relationship.
Now, Kelly, you're going to have to maybe take the lead on answering this because I have not had a professional haircut in a long time, but...
Oh, your wife does it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My wife has cut my hair for years. So it's not a case where I have to worry about, you know, changing hairdressers.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, it's delicate. It is delicate because that's a long-standing relationship. And I understand her anxiety about it. I don't foresee.
Okay. So
it's the fact that it's literally the chair right next to her guy.
Yeah. And her guy, and she's been seeing her guy for 6 years.
Yeah. I don't know how we make that change. I don't know how we make that change.
Kelly
without being hurt feelings.
Kelly would rather get a bad haircut every.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say it's bad. It's just the other guy's better. We'll say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
I mean, it can't be bad if she's been going to him for six years.
Unless it has been bad and she's just been like looking for an excuse to get out.
Or she didn't know how bad it was until she got really great hair. And then she's like, oh, wait, I am capable of having even better hair.
Yeah. So if you're a hairstylist, how would you suggest Hannah go about this?
That's who we need to hear from.
That's what I'm asking. If you're a hairstylist and, you know, I know business is business and probably you'll say, you know what? No big deal. Just say it. You know, just.
But this is like artwork, you know?
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. It is. All right. So let us know how you would approach this. Because, I mean, to me, I think you just. I think you just tell your hairstylist, hey.
So I did something.
Oh, I'm seeing
someone else,
and he's next to you.
Listen, I was in an emergency situation. You were on vacation. I needed my roots done.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you could make it like into a could it be a non-awkward situation? Is she just making it awkward? Like, is it a thing where she just starts going to the other guy and is like, hey, you know?
No, you can't just start going to the other guy in the chair right next to him.
Well, would the other guy, is there any sort of like hairdresser word of like code of conduct? Or is it like the Wild West where it's just like, you know what, whatever.
I think you have to have a conversation about that. Think you're just honest. Like, listen, I was in a pinch, needed to get the roots done, had a thing that I had to go to. I had to get, you know, spruced up. And then he was pretty amazing. So I don't know if it's a thing where you have like the new guy explain to the old guy what he did that was so much better. I don't know if it's a haircut. If it's their haircut, then maybe it's just these different skills. I don't know if it's just a different color that they used or whatever. I don't know what made it more amazing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, look, we're getting messages from people that are like, you're a customer. You don't owe your hairstylist anything.
No, but I understand the anxiety because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And you've been going to them for 6 years and there's a relationship there. And, you know, you chat with your hairstylist a lot of times. You share things and you form this relationship. And that's, you know, there's like loyalty involved in all that. I get it.
Mm. All right. Well, here, that's where we want to hear from you. If you've got any suggestions,
502-795-1997. Here's one suggestion. Can't she go to the better stylist when her regular stylist is off? Find the off days and book for then.
Oh. Oh.
That's really devious. But then you still have to understand why you're no longer going to the old stylist.
Yeah, and there's going to be a time when that doesn't, you think you're doing it and it doesn't, and then all of a sudden you're in the chair of the cheater and
like,
you're caught.
Hey.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
All right,
so anyways, 502-795-1997. Hannah hasn't been caught cheating yet. However, she did cheat on her hairdresser. Of 6 years with someone right next to her hairdresser.
Yeah, it's a chair right next to him, and she loves the way that he does her hair, like, a lot better.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know, is there a way to gracefully exit the former stylist and start going to the guy right next to him?
Cindy from Simpsonville texted and said, oh my gosh, I'd totally be like Kelly and continue to get the mediocre haircuts from my regular hairdresser, then change to the better hairdresser. Ugh, I hate to hurt the feelings.
I know. But listen, Shelby is chiming in on Facebook. Coming from a stylist point of view, she says, I know I'm not for everyone. I would prefer my clients be upfront and honest with me. It's part of the business for clients to come and go. She's got a great attitude about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? My husband kind of goes through the same thing. He's a real estate agent. So, you know, he's trying to form long-lasting relationships
with
his clients so that every time they're going to buy or sell a house, they're calling
him. They go through him,
Sometimes they call somebody else.
Right.
And yeah, that can sting. That can hurt and be like, well, why not? I thought, you know, I did a great job for him the first time.
Right.
Why'd they go with someone else?
Right.
And a lot of times it's just about like, well, the other person, you know, wanted to discount their commission.
Well, I mean, but this is a little different in that they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
And so she would see and she'd have a constant reminder of that person.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, it would be a little bit difficult. Another person suggested, what about going back and forth between the two for a few sessions and then just phase out of the old? Like say, hey, I want to kind of try out. Maybe that's the way you approach it. Like, you almost say, hey, Paul, you know, you were on vacation. I went to, you know, your buddy there next to you.
And he did a great job.
You did a great job. So I want to explore a little bit more of that.
I want to give you both my business. How about that?
For one more month.
And then I'm going to give you my business.
And then I'll dip
out. But I'll get to still talk to you.
I know.
While I'm getting my hair done by him.
All right. I think you just do what the hairstylist on Facebook said, Shelby, and just say, hey, look, love you. We've had some great times, haven't we? You know, pull up pictures of you and your haircut and say, ah, this was a good one. This was a good one. Yeah, good memories.
No.
But you know what?
Let's not do that.
It's definitely you. It's not me. And
we're gonna move on.
And have another relationship.
I think we're honest with the fact that, you know, hey, when you were on vacation, I was in a pinch and your guy next to you, you know, was able to squeeze me in and did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And that's how you start the conversation, maybe.
All right. Well, hey, hopefully that helps. There are several suggestions on Facebook, too. You can always check that out at Ben and Kelly Show. There you go. That is diving into the DMs.